Blog Talk Radio.
Frustrations and difficulties that come your way and disruptions
You are always, even if you're in prison, even if you're thrown in prison, you are always to respond with a Christ-like attitude. In Philippians 2:5, Paul writes, your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ. And he encourages us, if we go to Ephesians chapter 5, to be imitators of Christ as being beloved children of the Lord. As children of Jesus, of the Lord, we are to, our love is to imitate what we see and repeat what we hear of Christ. So as Matthew 5 says, as children love to imitate what they see and repeat what they hear, we also are charged to imitate and model Christ's behavior and to be clear reflections of the Lord, Matthew 5:16. So Paul tells us that our attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, and we see of such attitude in words like selflessness and humility and service. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. So each one of us should not only be looking to our own interests, but also to the interests of others. In Philippians chapter 2, we read this, and this is the attitude that we need to have in our relationships. If Paul can be in prison by Rome, by Roman guards, and still have an attitude of conducting, to still have an attitude of still teaching and encouraging the church to keep their attitude of Jesus, then how much more in our broken relationships when we're not in jail? We may be in jail in our mind, but how much more should we not allow ourselves to become unwired and unfeathered regarding our attitudes? And we're not physically behind bars like Paul was. We're not physically in prison like Paul was. But yet at times our attitudes, we show our attitudes like in relationships like we are in prison, like we're physically behind bars, in addition to be in prison in our minds. So the attitude of Christians should reflect is one that focuses on the needs and interests of others, and without question that does not come naturally. Our self nature is to naturally gravitate for our own selves, our own needs, our own wants. It's I, us, you know, me, and not you. And it's only by the help of Jesus and the love of Jesus and power of Jesus that I could in a relationship to care about you, to want to do for you, and to have the attitude I should about you. So Jesus is teaching us that when we become preoccupied with our own things, it can cause conflicts and other problems with people we know, especially in relationships once again. So instead, God wants us to have an attitude of serious, a serious attitude, a caring attitude, a caring involvement in the concerns of others. This is all about relationships. You know, Paul goes on to speak about the Christ-like attitude in his letter that he wrote to Ephesus, the Ephesian church. And it goes on, in Ephesians 4, it goes on to state, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to be put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. He says, you were taught, this is a teaching thing here. As we look around today, we have all types of religions, and they try to promote these religions. They try to promote teaching to have you believe that your attitude should be, I'm my own God, with a little G. You know, I'm my own little God with a little G in my own life, in this relationship. I'm my own little G. Whether I'm by myself, whether I'm with someone else, I'm my own little G. I'm my own little God. But the truth of the matter is that we will never become God, or even a God with a lowercase g. Because the oldest lie that Satan was promising even Adam and Eve was that you shall be as gods, Genesis 3:5, and that's with a lowercase g. So that's the lie right there. And every time we make ourselves out by attitude to create ourselves into our own little gods with a lowercase g, and we try to take control of our circumstances and our future and people around us and in relationships, we're only demonstrating that we really want to be our own God, little g. But the reality of the fact is, and if we ever come to the understanding, is that as creatures, we will never be the creator. And God in heaven, with a capital G-O-D, doesn't want us to try to become gods with a little lowercase g. He wants us to become like him, taking on his values, his attitudes, his character towards him and towards others in our relationships. We are meant to, as Ephesians 4:23-24 says, we are meant to be made new in the attitude of your minds and to put on the new self created to be like God, capital G-O-D, in heaven, in true righteousness and holiness. So we must always keep in mind that God's ultimate goal for his children is many things, but one of those is having the attitude of godliness, not being our own little gods with the lowercase g. He wants us to grow spiritually, and we can't be spiritual with an attitude. He wants us to grow spiritually and to become like Christ. And this doesn't mean that we turn into robots or we lose our personality or we become some type of clone or we become mindless. No. The attitude of Christ and Christ-likeness is about being transformed. Romans 12:2, a transformation of our minds. And many of us, no matter how holy we want to be in the church and in front of others and online and out in the world, the truth is that how close we are to Christ will come out, and people will see it. You could tell people you're holy all day. You could have a holy position and a holy job, and you could try to fake like you're holy, but what you really are will really come out, eventually come out, and people will see it. And that's your attitude as well, no matter how much you suppress it. So Paul tells us in Romans 12:2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world and be transformed. Do not conform your attitude any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. I kind of put that in there because basically you can look at it like that. You can. That's not the actual verse, but if you were to put that word in there or put this text, to put this verse in light of attitude, you could read it that way. Do not conform any longer. Do not conform what? Do not conform your attitude, your mind, any longer to the pattern of this world. So why do we do it in relationships? Why do we have attitudes in the streets and at work and at home? Because we want to be our own little G, our own little gods. And even though I will tell you and you will tell me that the devil is a liar, we're actually living the devil's lie, many of us. The same lie that he gave Adam and Eve in Genesis 3 when he said, you shall be as gods, lowercase g. That was an attitude. It was a mindset. And it's just a matter of time that after you adapt that attitude or mindset, that your actions will follow. And this is why we have so many people in the streets, male and female alike, with attitude. They're so holy and they're so righteous, but their attitudes do not line up with the holiness and the righteousness that they claim that they are, that they claim to be. So what is truly in them will come out. What is truly in you, what is truly in me will come out. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, attitude. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is for your relationships in all aspects of your life. But if you're kind of, you know, confused about relationships and you're not able to discern, you're not able to approve, you're not able to test, well, you know, this is it. The reason why you may not be able to do this is because you still have attitude. You still walk around with the lower case G in your life. And it's hard to get it out of your life. For every person that we sit down at the table with at home in our family that has an attitude, for every person we sit across from at work that has an attitude, for every person that we pass by in the streets nowadays filled with people, the hustle and bustle of the city life, and for every person in church that has an attitude, for every person that is poor and in the ghetto that has an attitude, for every person that is rich that has an attitude, for every person of any color, of any race, of every creed that has an attitude that is not Christ-like, they have bought into the lie, the oldest lie that Satan had promised Adam and Eve, that you shall be as gods, lowercase g. And you say, well, I'm not trying to be like a god. Well, your attitude reflects who you are. So if your attitude is not of Christ, then the opposite of that is a facsimile, a false facsimile of him, Antichrist. The lowercase g God that the devil was talking about and trying to promise Adam and Eve in Genesis. So it's God's will, capital G in heaven, that we develop the mindset described in the Beatitudes, and this is, these are some key things here. You may want to write these down. You may not want to forget this. I would encourage you not to forget this, because this is key for every day for the rest of your life, for your attitude. God's will is that He wants us to develop the kind of mindset described in number one, the Beatitudes of Jesus, Matthew 5. Number two, the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5. Number three, the love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13. We can get all that down. That can help us shape our attitudes and put us on a track in striving to pattern our lives to be productive. If we read 2 Peter 1, the Beatitudes of Jesus, Matthew 5, the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5, you're saying to yourself, I have trouble with my attitude. I'm a ticking time bomb. I'm not thinking love, I'm thinking hate, I'm thinking fight and war. Whatever my thoughts are, they're not Christ-like and they're not of Jesus. Just like when we go back and we were talking about Paul, and he's talking about, you know, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds and to put on the new self. You were taught to take off your old mind and put on your new mind. Well, you have to teach your mind. You have to teach a new attitude to yourself. And you want to incorporate that teaching with the Beatitudes of Jesus. You want to incorporate that teaching with the fruit of the Spirit. You want to incorporate that teaching with the love chapter in Scripture. These things will set your life and your attitude off to incorporate a pattern that is effective and that is efficient and that is productive for the Christian life. And going over to, once again, to 2 Peter 1. But understand this. Jesus maintained a perfect attitude in every situation that he was in when he walked the face of this planet. Because, and I'm going to give you two reasons. Jesus maintained a perfect attitude in every situation because, and I'm going to give you two reasons. And these two things, set these off in your life every day for the rest of your life to keep your attitude holy and righteous and pure. What are the two things? Prayer and not worry. Jesus maintained a perfect attitude in every situation because he prayed about everything and he worried about nothing. Remember that. Remember that when it comes to your attitude, fixing your renewing your mind and fixing your attitude, turning your attitude from negative to positive, from war to love, from to hate to love, from unforgiving to forgiving, from taking to giving, from judging hypocritically to judging righteously. Jesus maintained a perfect attitude in every situation because he prayed about everything and he worried about nothing. In order for you to get the type of attitude that you need to get in your Christian life that God wants you to have, you have to incorporate these things. And that's a hard thing to do because this world seems so just crazy, and it bends us and it presses us, and things around us seem to just go ballistic and berserk and haywire, and he says, well, that's not an easy thing to do. Well, with the strength of God, it is. When you keep focused on it every day. Paul was in prison. Paul was thrown in prison behind bars in Roman days. In Roman days. But yet his attitude was, whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Not only encouraging and edifying himself, but the Christians outside on the other side of the cell. Pray about everything and worry about nothing, regardless of the circumstance. Your attitude will never get to where it should be without these things. Pray about everything. Pray about everything. Worry about nothing. Worry about nothing. Incorporate the Beatitudes. Teach yourself, teach your attitude the Beatitudes. Teach your attitude the Beatitudes of Jesus. Teach your attitude the fruits of the Spirit. Teach your attitude the love chapter. Teach your attitude to pray about everything. Teach your attitude to worry about nothing. We should be seeking God's guidance in every aspect of our lives, in every aspect, and allowing him to work out his perfect will without our interference. And every time we don't train our attitudes to pray about everything, every time we don't train our attitudes to worry about nothing, every time we don't train our attitudes to incorporate the Beatitudes and the fruits of the Spirit in the love chapter, then that's one more moment that we are training our attitude, that we are giving free will for our attitude to incorporate the lowercase g. And to grab onto the devil's lie that he gave Adam and Eve in the garden. And this is why it's an everyday thing. This is why sanctification should be a daily process in our lives. Sanctification of our minds, sanctification of our bodies, sanctification of where we live. Really, if you want to go even further, it's mind, speech, and action. But right now we're talking about attitudes. Because even the church out here has some really, really, really cold-hearted attitudes, not only with the world, but with each other. I was just thinking right before this broadcast, the scripture of how in the last days friends will betray each other. Friends will betray friends, and it's like you can't even trust anybody, not even your once longtime friend who now has betrayed you, or maybe a family member that has now betrayed you. It's It's this is the way the world is going, because the attitudes of people are becoming like their hearts, wax cold. The attitudes of people in these last days are becoming like their hearts, wax cold. Thou shalt not have attitude. What type of attitude? The attitude of a lowercase g, making yourself into a little god. What type of attitude should you have? An attitude that prays about everything, that worries about nothing. An attitude that incorporates and accepts the teachings of the Beatitudes, of the fruits of the Spirit, of the love chapter. This is what you want to take with you every day while living your Christian life. My name is Darren Chapman, and you're listening to the EYC Radio Network on behalf of our ministry, Love at the Root. Sponsored by EYIC, Equal Yoke in Christ, Incorporated, the nonprofit Christian organization sponsored, or dedicated, rather, should I say, to Christian relationships, biblical education, kingdom building, and ministry networking. Broadcast is recorded. Play it back as many times as you need and take out what you need so that your attitude is not of a lower G, but your attitude is likened unto the capital G-O-D in heaven. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in.
Name of Jesus. us, forgive us, we all have sin. Lord, we need you, where to begin? We worship what we don't know, forsaken as an idol, God's chosen, held liable, instructions in the Bible, but who wants to read? It says to get an understanding, without faith you don't believe, and God's not pleased, you reap what you sow, sparingly you sow, you reap accordingly. I seek first the Lord's righteousness, I ask him to see from God, that I might glorify him. I'm on my knees, calling on Jesus, I'm a believer, anointed to speak up, full of his word and Holy Ghost power. When I'm weak in my ways, I bathe in scriptural showers. Man cannot live by bread alone, but for every word of God, that's what I'm studying for.
I pray for you, and that's what I'm